Hey there, I'm Melissa Merrill, a professional home organizer since 2011 and now a speaker, author, course creator, and coach. I created Pro Organizer Bootcamp for aspiring home organizers and decluttering experts who need a kick in the pants to take their business to the next level. Each week, I bring you an action-packed episode filled with tips, tricks, and inspiration to help you build your own professional organizing company. Be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review. Let's dive in. We're down to the last and final two episodes of this podcast. Building Pro Organizer Bootcamp over the past 3 years has been a labor of love on my part. I've poured my heart and soul into this community, and the impact has been extraordinary. But now I'm stepping into a different type of labor. As I step away for a bit and journey into motherhood and maternity leave, here are a few different ways that you can support Pro Organizer Bootcamp. Number one, leave a rating and review for the podcast to help get this audio content into the ears of new and inspiring organizers. You can do that in your Spotify app with a star rating or in your Apple Podcasts app with either a star rating or a star rating with a written review. Number two, subscribe to the YouTube channel and like and comment on the videos that have helped you in growing your business. This helps the channel stay relevant and allows YouTube to recommend my 130 plus videos to those who need them most. Simply search Pro Organizer Bootcamp on YouTube to pull up all of my videos. Number three, you can join our Facebook group. Ask questions, celebrate your wins, and set your goals with our amazing community of over 650 global organizers. We believe in the spirit of community over competition. All you have to do is simply search Pro Organizer Bootcamp to pull up the group and click the join button. Number four, if you've been tossing around the idea of becoming an organizer but still haven't taken action on your dream, grab the How to Start a Professional Organizing Business in 30 Days course for $19.99 at proorganizerbootcamp.com/course. Number five, if you're looking for advice, tips, tricks, and resources to grow your established organizing business, you can grab your 3-month access pass to the vault for $23. And just a note, the price is going up to $47 on January 1st, 2024. So you can head to proorganizerbootcamp.com/vault to complete your purchase on a desktop or laptop computer. Number six, if you're still working a 9-to-5 and you've found yourself in a career conundrum, grab a copy of my best-selling book on Amazon, Pivoting with Purpose, The Hamster Wheel, The Rat Race, and Other Career Myths Holding You Back. It's just $9.99 in US dollars, or the e-reader version is only 99 cents. You can grab that at bit.ly/pivotingbook. All of these links, by the way, are going to be linked in the show notes if you're missing any of them or driving or doing something else. And finally, I'll be working with a handful of select clients for one-on-one coaching in 2024. So if you've been consuming my content for a while and you need a mentor and a guide to walk you through your next steps in business, then you can add yourself to the Catalyst Coaching waitlist. I'd love to work with you in my private mentorship container and help you take your business to the next level. Get on the waitlist at proorganizerbootcamp.com/coaching. Today's episode includes a snippet from a recent Pro Organizer Bootcamp training that I covered within my mastermind group. If you want access to the full 1-hour training plus tons of others, then grab your access pass to the vault at proorganizerbootcamp.com/vault. Enjoy and stay tuned for next week's final episode and the show's finale.
Tonight, we're talking about EQ, so emotional intelligence, and this is the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions in positive ways to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome challenges, and diffuse conflict. There's a few different buckets that go into this: self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, motivation, and social skills to help you understand why having high EQ and healthy EQ can help you be a better organizer, a better business owner, a better client relations person and really help to build that know, like, trust factor with your organizing clients. Self-management. If you are a self-managed person, you might have great self-control. You might not be going to the fridge at 10 p.m. just because you're bored and you feel like a snack when you know you're not hungry. Or you might be sticking to a workout routine or sticking to a schedule, sticking to reading a chapter of your book every night. Self-management. You control those impulsive feelings and behaviors like, oh, I really don't want to work out, so I'm just not going to go. And I really want to go eat that cheesecake that's in the freezer, and so I'm just going to do it. Those are impulses. And so these are things where you're self-managed enough to not act on those impulsive feelings and behaviors. You're able to manage your emotions in healthy ways, take initiatives with kind of an even-keeled way. You don't tend to blow up or blow a fuse if something happens that's triggering or something that doesn't go your way. Self-awareness. You recognize your own emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behavior. You know your strengths and weaknesses, and you have self-confidence enough to communicate the things that you need. This might come up in your relationships with your spouse, your partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your kids. And when you start to feel something kind of bubbling up and you're like, okay, I'm aware of it, now it goes deeper and you start to think about, where is this coming from? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I triggered by X, Y, Z? How did I get here? How do we get out of this without blowing a fuse, without having a blow up or a negative interaction with whoever you're working with or dealing with? Social awareness. You have empathy. You can understand the emotions, needs, and concerns of other people, pick up on emotional cues. You feel comfortable socially and recognize the power dynamics in a group or organization. Let's call it reading the room or knowing your place or knowing the pecking order or simply knowing when to speak, when not to speak, knowing when to shut up, knowing when to say something. Social awareness is key as it pertains to EQ, as is self-awareness and self-management. And then the last thing is relationship management. So you know how to develop and maintain good relationships, communicate clearly, inspire and influence others, work well in a team, and manage conflict. This is huge when it comes to running a business, being a business owner, being somebody that's constantly in the field of customer service, client relationship building, getting those good reviews, making sure you get that repeat business. You have to focus on building that know-like trust factor and really beefing up those relationships. Mirroring is basically the idea of mimicking specific behaviors. If I were to come on to tonight's call and be like, hey guys, what's up? Yeah, so tonight we're going to talk about this. That would probably be kind of crappy for you guys as the audience members, but I try to lift the vibe. I try to be more positive. I try to bring the energy so that hopefully you guys follow suit and you get excited even though you've worked a long day. Vince usually will help foster a feeling of trust if it's mirrored behaviors. If you have one of slower moving clients, if you have the really high energy, busy mom who's frantic about finishing on time because she has to go pick up her kids from school. There's all these different energy styles that you will come across in your organizing work. You can probably all think of somebody that's been either one of those things. In sales and in client relationship building and in working with customers in their own home, if customers cross their legs or their arms, salespeople, AKA business owners, can mirror the same position. It's like a building trust sort of thing. If prospective clients are animated with talking, like how I am, where I'm using my hands around a lot, I use static hand gestures, you could also do the same. The goal here is to create that behavioral reflection. So again, going back to mirroring, what does the mirror do? It reflects. That puts your clients at ease by fostering an innate sense of understanding. Like, oh, she gets me. She gets that I really want to be able to park a car in the garage. Okay, she gets it. She keeps talking about it. She keeps reminding me of my goal. She understands. The idea here with mirroring is that everybody at their core truly wants to be understood. I don't think anybody can argue that. We all want to be understood as humans. What happens when we don't feel understood? I know myself, when I feel like somebody doesn't get where I'm coming from or somebody doesn't get what I'm trying to do or get my intention, it's frustrating when they don't feel understood. That hurts. And so the last thing we want is for our clients to feel like we don't understand obviously we're not hoarders. Maybe some of us have ADHD. Maybe some of us don't. Maybe some of us have OCD. Maybe some of us don't. Maybe some of us have past traumas. Maybe some of us don't. We're all different. But when you can walk into a client home and really make them feel under something as simple as mirroring their body language and using that EQ to kind of fill in the blanks of what they, that's gold. That turns into repeat business. That turns into, oh my gosh, this was a life-changing service. I need you back once a month for the rest of time. Those repeat clients are the ones that feel really understood by us. How can we use this to our advantage as organizers? I talk a lot about no judgment organizing. How horrible would it be to walk into somebody's home and say, oh my gosh, this is such a mess, or we've all probably thought it. Like, how am I going to tackle this laundry room, or how am I going to tackle this pantry? It looks like a vomited, or, but these are things we don't say. Have you thought about using your own intuition and your own feminine wisdom to offer other services beyond just the decluttering and the products placement, like clutter coaching, helping them work through those emotions? Hey, why are you holding on to all of your old ex-husband stuff or all of your empty nester child stuff? They might have a kid that's already graduated college, but they haven't touched their bedroom. I know I've had a bunch of clients like that. Things like clutter coaching, clutter healing to really add more value, and also have it be maybe more virtual, less of the actually having to drive around and be in client homes all the time. I know that there's a few ladies in our mastermind that are into things like Ayurveda, yoga, astrology, human design, feng shui, energy clearing, Reiki, meditation, hypnosis, mantras, affirmations, life coaching, all of these things. So if any of those are things that you could tie into your services, I would say go for it. Don't be scared to do that. That's going to set you apart from other organizers that might not have those gifts or those talents. So just some other ideas for you here to make those services not only more impactful for your clients, but also more fulfilling for you in your career as an organizer long term. It's more than just organizing, it's life changing. So really tying that into your branding, your captions, your copywriting. I offer a life-changing service, and owning that and sticking to it, because you do. You offer a life-changing service.
Are you still bootstrapping it as a professional organizer? Lugging a clipboard and paper contracts with you to every new organizing job? Typing up proposals and manually sending emails to potential clients, but not offering electronic signatures? Accepting payments via cash, check, and random apps on your phone, but no option for professional invoices and pre-appointment credit card payments? Don't worry, girl, I've got you covered. Honeybook makes running your pro organizing business way easier. Grab your free trial and 20% off by heading to share.honeybook.com/Melissa823. That's share.honeybook.com/MELISA823. It's time to level up your business. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you'd leave a review or share it with someone who'd also benefit from listening in. To stay connected, follow @ProOrganizerBootcamp on Instagram, join our Pro Organizer Bootcamp Facebook group, and learn more about my coaching programs at ProOrganizerBootcamp.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.